I like the idea that the movement towards the vision and bringing it to light, and as you said, Marianne, making it visible, surfacing it, bringing it to the surface, and making it visible. That with that, there is some letting go of anxiety as well. That we're moving beyond anxiety, ultimately towards action, because I do believe that we, in many situations, not all, but in many situations, action helps us to deal with anxiety at the whatever it is, yeah, at the physical level, at the level of the body. But I think it's relevant for what we're talking about here. So in a wider sense and over time, that as we move towards the vision that we know is our truth, and as we bring it to the surface, that hopefully we are also leaving behind some dread and anxiety as well.
And when we spoke of Illumify happening on two levels, Illumifying you as a leader, Illumifying what it is you are leading. And so Amplify can serve two purposes, one of which on the you front, the being front, is to embody it. So how do you embody that without releasing the anxiety?
Yeah.
Impulsive.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So
absolutely.
You're already, it's beautiful to see that you're already doing that,
yes.
Jonathan.
Yeah. And it takes us back to whole, doesn't it, somehow as well?
It certainly does.
W-H-O-L-E.
That is kind of our word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whole, one of our words.
Becoming whole, or the pursuit of becoming whole again. Yes, this idea that the if you really believe in the vision fully, you know, we say, don't we? We say, I believe in this with every bone in my body. That's almost as good as heart, yeah? Every bone in my body. We are full again. We are whole again.
Or every fiber of my being.
Yeah, absolutely. Every fiber of my being. So if that's what you're feeling, where is the space left for anxiety?
Mm-hmm. When you're a vessel holding the truth that you have surfaced, the vessel is filled to the brim with that truth. Mm. So where is the room? Mm. Where is capacity for anxiety?
Yeah.
And why does anxiety serve anymore? Anxiety can serve, but what does it serve now that you have that clarity and certainty?
Yeah. Previously, it had filled a vacuum, hadn't it? There'd been some vacuum, and anxiety comes along and thinks, ooh, there's a job for me here.
It's a prompt, really,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, look at all that space. Yeah,
yeah,
have some of that.
I can thrive.
Oh, yeah, I like this. Yeah. Big hole, paralysis.
This is my home.
Nothing going on.
I'm rooting in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man sits down, scratching his head. Ooh, yeah. Oh, I like this. And in comes anxiety.
So exactly.
That, yeah.
So new ground includes clearing you of that anxiety, giving, therefore, the space fully to the certainty instead and the knowing.
Yes. Yeah.
That should feel, it's a paradox, of course, but at some level that should feel liberating. Thank you.